So many things left unsaid, got me holding on to my breath. Boy, you got me obsessed. What you looking at me for? You look at me like you care. Well, maybe I just don't know where. Boy, you're taking me there. You really get me wild, wild. So baby, tell me what now?
What now?
You see right through myself, getting all up in my head. Boy, you make me forget what you're loving on me for. You're loving on me everywhere, every broken piece you repair. Boy, you're getting me, I swear. You really get me wild, wild. So baby, tell me what now?
What now?
Released a great official video for your song Wild. Tell me about that song and video.
Oh yeah. Well, Wild is more of like a story and a mood. It's really the song you want to put on at 2 a.m. when you come back from the club. And it's about one night only lovers having a moment that's so precious and frozen in time. And the video, actually, I had so much fun doing that because I wanted to do something more homemade and less of a production. With Red Light, I did something that was more of a production with a team on lights and everything. But really with Wild, my friend took the camera and we went out in the city and in Montreal and just shot a couple of things and fooled around and played around with the moment. Actually, it's really just a representation of the whole story of the song, and I had a lot of fun and editing and color putting all of this together, so I'm really, really proud of this one. I really like it.
Tell me about some of the musicians you've been working with on this record.
Yeah, we had like such a blast in the studio working on this. So firstly, I co-wrote most of the music with my guitar player, Dominique Plante, and he also directed and produced the album. So he's on guitars, but he worked deep into the beats and the rhythms also. We have my keyboard player, Gabriel Desjardins, who arranged, did the string arrangements on the album. You'll find that on Better Days and other songs to be released in the fall. And he did the string arrangements, and also he did all the keys. And we have a wonderful quartet on violins that called Mommy's on the Run, and they sound amazing in Better Days, but you'll hear them on other tracks also. I worked with Marc-Antoine Genet-Petitclair on bass, and Pierre-Emmanuel Baudouin on drums and beats and rhythms. We didn't actually record like a full drum in the studio. We added percussions and worked on the beats in the program, in the programming stage. So it's a mix of electronical and samples, and also like we recorded like claps and snaps and all of that percussion onto the beats. So that's pretty much how we worked it out.
You've performed on Quebec's popular version of The Voice, as well as at Canadian Music Week and lots of festivals, including Montreal's Jazz Festival. Can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one?
Oh my gosh, so many good moments, honestly, over the years. But of course, for Festival de Jazz de Montréal, we just did that, and it was totally amazing. I got to play a lot of the songs that are unreleased yet, and it was really special. The jazz in Montreal, like, the people were so welcoming and really into the music and really curious of what I do. And it was an amazing opportunity to share with people. And there were so many people. It was awesome. The weather was beautiful. We had, like, it was really a perfect moment, a perfect night. The set was 1 hour, but it went by so fast. And when it finished, I was like, oh my God, we even had to cut a song from the set because we had too much music. But it was really, really a special night. I have pictures coming on my Instagram and Facebook for that. But also, like, my experience on La Voix, it's such a huge, huge TV show. Just the experience to go through it's stressful, and you have to rise to the occasion. And so that was a great experience for me too. Festival d'été de Québec is also one of my highlights because I'm a girl from Quebec City, and I've been going to the festival for years. So to play that show 2 years ago was amazing. And I really hope I can play again next year with the new music coming out.
What's on the horizon for you musically over the summer?
This summer, I am taking some time off to work on some new music. So Forward, the album, is ready. And I want to deep dive into some new writing. So that's going to be really exciting. I've already started, but ideas are coming to me, and I'm preparing for the next release after Forward. I'm also working on the launch shows that are be announced soon for the beginning of fall. And pretty much working on that, and working on a new video for a new song release before the album comes. So all kinds of exciting stuff going on.
Do you have a website where we can keep track of your tour dates and upcoming releases?
Yes, for sure. So you can go to Liana, that's L-I-A-N-A, official.com. And you can also follow me on Instagram, Liana Bureau. So that's LianaBureau. And same thing for my Facebook page. And you can find me on there. Send me a message. Let's talk. Let's connect. Let's share.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, Better Days.
Yes.
What can you tell me about that one?
Better Days is hopeful, but in a darker moment. It's really talking about a story of having like a nasty breakup, the ones that just shake you from the core, and everything you thought was true turns out to be false, and your suspicions are confirmed. And it's about being in a storm, pretty much, and finding peace in the fact that there's still hope, and finding strength within ourselves to believe that there'll be a better day. And even if we're going through a bad moment, knowing that it'll all turn out to be better in the end. So that's pretty much the whole story behind Better Days.
Very relatable song with a great message. Leanna, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Thought it was only the one kiss. How complicated can this get this time? You keep saying, now, baby, don't trip. Yeah, I might have been losing my grip this time. Maybe there's just something I missed. Think that I need someone who'd whip me back, whip me right back into shape. Yes, I've seen better days, but I still see this going my way. Yes, I've seen better days, but it was only the one text. How much deeper can you go next one time? All up in your phone saying she's wet. Baby, you be careful, don't you slip two times. Trying to believe what you said. My face is dripping with cold sweat. Me back, sweat me right back into shape. Yes, I've seen better days, but I still see this going my way.
Been all of my myself, we both know for